الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل We're here presenting the program Ar-Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In this program, we heard about different things regarding the Seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Allah Almighty blessed Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh with lots of virtues. Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was famous for his knowledge, worship, and spiritual exercises. When Allah Almighty loves a person, He Azza wa Jal, meaning Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, spreads His remembrance amongst His creation. His good name and goodness are publicized everywhere. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah Almighty loves a person, He calls Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and then says, I love so and so, you should also love him. Hence, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam loves him and makes the announcement in the heaven, Allah Almighty loves so and so, hence you should also love him. Therefore, the dwellers of the heaven love him. Then he is blessed with popularity on the earth. Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was the wali of Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled the love of Ghawth-e-Azam into the hearts of the Muslims. Where common people love Ghawth-e-Azam and write his praise, at the same time, scholars and awliya, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, also loves Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. In today's program, we're going to hear about the love of awliya, rahimahumullah, for Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, and some of their opinions will be discussed. But before proceeding further with the program, let's listen to the excellence of reciting Durud-e-Pak. The last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty writes 10 virtues for him, removes 10 sins, and elevates 10 ranks for him, and it is equal to freeing 10 slaves. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jo durood o salam padte hain, jo durood o salam padte hain, un par rahmat khuda ki hoti hai. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to some of the sayings about the love of awliya for Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and about his praise. Hafiz Abdul Mughis al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates, we were present in the court of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Baghdad. At that time, most of the shuyukh rahimahumullahu ta'ala of Iraq were present in his gathering, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was giving a speech before all of them. In the meantime, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, meaning this foot of mine is on the neck of every wali of Allah Almighty. Hearing this, Sayyidina Shaykh Ali ibn al-Hayti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stood up and got to the pulpit and kept his blessed foot on his neck. After this, all the attendees stepped forward and expressed their devotion to Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Wah kya martaba ae ghawth hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera, aur sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, awliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera. Allahu akbar. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, the status of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is quite superior and excellent. Ghawth is the chief of all awliyas of the world in his time and after Imam Hasan Askari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi till the arrival of Sayyidina Imam Mahdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Our Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is the Ghawth of the entire world, the Ghawth of all Ghawth and the chief of all awliya, and his foot is on the necks of all of them. In Baghdad, when Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, meaning this foot of mine is on the neck of every wali of Allah Almighty, Khaja Gharib Nawaz Sayyiduna Moinuddin Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala used to perform worship in the valley of Khurasan. Soon it was said in Baghdad, Ghadib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala bowed his head there, and he bowed his blessed head so much that it reached to the ground, and he said, Bal qad maka ala ra'si wa aini, meaning, in fact, both your feet are on my head and eyes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learnt that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was the king of Hind, and all the awliyas of that time and the latter ones were subservient to him, and Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was the chief upon him. Na kyun kar saltanat dono jahan ki inko hasil ho, na kyun kar saltanat dono jahan ki inko hasil ho, saro par apne lete hain jo talwa Ghawse Azam ka. When Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Qadami hadihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, Shaykh Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi bowed his neck and said, ala raqabati, meaning your foot is on my neck too. The attendees said, Shaykh, what are you saying? He said, at this time, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala has declared, Qadami hadihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah in Baghdad, and I have obeyed his saying by bowing my head. Saro par jise lete hain wo taj wale, saro par jise lete hain wo taj wale, tumhara qadam hai wo ya Ghawse Azam. Sheikh Majid Al Kurdi states, when Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, there was none of the awliya of Allah Almighty on the earth who did not bow his neck while displaying humility and acknowledging his high rank. All the delegations of the virtuous jinns of the entire world were present at his door, and all of them performed repentance at his blessed hand and then returned. Sheikh Hayat al-Hirani rahmatullahi ta'ala said in his speech on 3rd Ramadan 579 AD, when Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, Allah Almighty illuminated the hearts of all awliya by blessing of bowing their necks in obedient to his saying, and increased and enhanced their knowledge and circumstances by its blessings. Wah kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, auliya malte hain aankhein woh hai talwa tera, jo wali qabl the ya baad hue ya honge, sab adab rakhte hain dil mein mere aqa tera. Subhanallah, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, we heard how great awliya rahimahumullahu ta'ala were expressing their devotion to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and announcing the blessed foot of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is upon our necks. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was made the chief of all awliyas, and awliya would say that Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is our chief. His foot is on our necks. Allah Almighty blessed Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala with a lot of honors and bounties. Amongst them, one is that the foot of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is on the necks of all awliyas. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala declared it on the pulpit, after which, where awliya verified it, at the same time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appeared in a saint's dream and verified that Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is the chief of all awliya. As it is narrated, Sheikh Khalifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream and said, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala has declared, Qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Sadaqa shaykhu Abdul Qadiri faqayfa la wa huwa al-qutabu wa ana ar'ahu. Meaning, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani has spoken the truth, and why wouldn't he say this, whereas he is qutub of the time and under my supervision. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appeared in the dream and verified that the foot of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is on the neck of every wali. In addition to this, what a beautiful point it is that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is saying that Ghawse Azam is under my supervision. Then why wouldn't the one who is blessed with the special sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam get such a rank? Subhanallah, where Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was made the chief of awliya and he ruled them. At the same time, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ruled the rivers too. As it is narrated, once a flood occurred in the river Tigris. Because of the intensity of the storm, the people became frightened and worried and arrived in the court of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala and began to seek help from him. Shaykh held his blessed stick and headed towards the river. He reached the river bank and pitched his blessed stick into the actual boundary of the river and said, "Stop here." As soon as he said this, the water began to decrease and it came to the level of the blessed stick. Bachaya tha pehle to dube huon ko. Bachaya tha pehle to dube huon ko. Aur ab dubton ko bacha Ghaus-e-Azam. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala le ruled rivers, at the same time, he ruled animals too. As it is narrated that when Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Azji rahmatullahi ta'ala le fell sick, Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala went to visit him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala saw a hen pigeon and a dove sitting in his house. Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Sheikh, this hen pigeon has not been laying eggs for 6 months and the dove does not coo for 9 months." Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala stood near the hen pigeon and said to it, "Benefit your owner," and said to the dove, "Glorify your creator." The dove began to coo from the same day and the hen pigeon laid eggs for its entire life. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard about the great splendor of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allah Almighty granted Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh rule over all ya, made him their chief, and he granted Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh rule over animals and rivers as well. Animals and rivers would also follow his order and obey him. Our Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is a great scholar as well as a wali of Allah Almighty, how immensely Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala expresses his love for Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. We can gauge it from the point that once Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had some things brought for niyaz of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was sitting and his disciples were also present. Well, all of a sudden, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala stood up from his seat. Hence, all the people stood up and thought, probably Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is going inside for some task. But Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala squatted down on the ground. The attendees became astonished at what was happening. The people saw that because of the heedlessness of the distributor, a speck of the sweets had dropped on the ground. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, a wali of his time, a mujaddid of his time, was picking up that speck from the ground and then sat on his seat as usual. Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote the virtues of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala in his books, which shows the love of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala for Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Similarly, his poetry also expresses respect and love for Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has written the manaqib of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, similarly, if you look at the personality of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawat Barakatul Aliyah, he loves Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala very much. He rahmatullahi ta'ala also makes disciples in the silsila of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Similarly, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawat Barakatul Aliyah arranges niyaz of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala on the 11th of every month. May Allah Almighty grant us the love of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala by virtue of the awliyas, Imam Ahl-Sunnah and Amir Ahl-Sunnah, and keep us associated with them. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi. أبو الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه أبو الغوث يا زم رحمة